Brothers
and sisters, let's read a few passages together.
诗篇,
Psalm
51篇,
51.
这是大卫的诗篇,
a psalm written by David.
我来念第一节第二节。
I will read verses 1 and 2.
神啊，求你按你的慈爱怜悯我，按你丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯，求你将我的罪孽洗除洁净，并洁除我的罪。然后我们跳过来看第十节。Skip
down to verse 10.
神啊，求你为我造一个清洁的心，使我里面有一个正直的灵。十一节，不要丢弃我，不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面，不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面，不要从我收回你的圣灵，求你使我 忍得救恩之乐，救恩之乐，使我乐意的灵服侍我。特别注意第十二节，求你使我忍得救恩之乐，使我乐意的灵服侍我。
Note especially verse 12, restore to me the joy of your salvation and sustain me with a willing spirit.
好，我们来读新约。 哥林多后书,
now New Testament, 2 Corinthians,
11章,
verse 11,
11章,
chapter 11,
好，就请你念吧，我们念第一节一直到第三节，一到三。
2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 1 to 3. Oh, that you would bear with me in a little folly, and indeed you do bear with me. For I am jealous for you with godly jealousy. For I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear, lest somehow, as a serpent deceive Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted, be led away from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ.
好，这里的愤恨啊，原来的意思就 jealous, 嫉妒。
Here, verse 2, the Lord speaks specifically jealousy.
我想这个嫉妒会引起里面的那个愤恨。
And because of this jealousy, it would give rise to this hatred.
我想这个嫉妒，这个愤恨是合情。
And this hatred, this jealousy is all reasonable and humane.
等会我们会来解释为什么这是合情合理的，嫉妒还要合情合理吗？愤恨还要合情合理吗？
And later I will elaborate on why is this jealousy is sensible and also reasonable.
我想这里讲的是妻子和丈夫的那个关系，把你当做贞洁的童女献给基督，献给一个丈夫。
Speaks of the relationship between a husband and a wife, so it speaks of this being betrothed to one husband and being presented as a chaste virgin. In it, it evolves a very pure love. And because this purity of love, it gives rise to this jealousy, it gives rise to this hatred.
好，我们来看哥罗西书。Now,
Colossians chapter 2,
第六节,
verse
6. 第六节，哥罗西书第二章第六节。你们既然接受了主 基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在他的里面生根建造，在他的里面生根 建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。
Colossians verses 2 and 6.
我想还请你念一念，弟兄姊妹，我们可以听听英文怎么翻译，中文翻的不是那么正确，我想英文翻得很正确。
Colossians chapter 2 verses 6 and 7. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in your faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving.
我想最正确的翻译，这里是讲到你们接受了基督耶稣做你们的主，他是你们的主了。
Now the most accurate translation should be, now you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord. He is now your Lord.
我想这个信是真正得救的那个信心，真的那个信心，他是你的主，你不再做主了。
And I believe this kind of faith is a true saving faith because he is your Lord. You're no longer your own Lord.
你们接受了基督耶稣做你们的主，底下怎么讲呢？这个 NIV 翻译比较正确，他是说你应该继续的 continue to live in him， 你应当继续的住在他的里面，不要离开，住在他的里面。
NIV's translation is more accurate. Now, since you have received Christ Jesus as your Lord, so continue to abide in him. Continue to live.
我想这非常的重要，这是今天我同弟兄们交通的一个重点。
And this is so important, and also this is the very focus of my sharing with you today.
我想在基督里和住在基督里有些不一样。
There is some difference between in Christ and abiding Christ.
就像我在你家里和住在你家里，这是两回事。
Just as I am in your house, as opposed to I live in your house, these are two different things.
好像说今天你在我家里待了一段时间，两三个小时，你走了。同你住在我家里是完全两件事。
For example, it's very much like today you stay in my home for two or three hours and then you leave, which is different from living in my home.
今天很多神的儿女虽然是在基督里。
Today, so many of God's children, although they are in Christ,
他们得救了，重生了。
Yes, they're saved, they're born again.
基督成了他们的生命。
And Christ has become their life.
但是没有继续的住在基督里，这两回事。
But they do not continue to live in Christ.
所以这里说，你们要继续的住在他的里面，在他的里面生根建造，你才能够生根建造。今天为什么很多神的儿女不能生根建造？因为他们这是在基督里，没有继续的住在基督里，与他有交通，在爱的里面有交通。
So continue to live in Christ, being built up and rooted in Him. Today, why is so many Christians do cannot live, abide in Christ? Because they do not have this continued fellowship in love with Him.
好，我们最后看约翰一书。
Now, lastly, we will read 1 John.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章
First John chapter 2
我们看二十五节
Verse 25
这念到最后
Toward the very end
二十五节
Verse 25
主所应许我们的就是永生我将这些话写给你们是指着那引诱你们的人说的二十七节
Verse 27.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们的心里。这个常存在最好的翻译应该是住在你们心里。
The anointing which you have received from him continue to abide, to live in you. The best translation should be the anointing which you have received from him abides in you.
并不用人教训你们。只有主的恩膏在万事上教训你们，这膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这膏的教训，住在主里面，住在主里面， 28节，小子们啊，小子们啊，你们要住在主里面，小子们啊，你们要住在主里面，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧。他若显现，那就诚心出现的时候，我们就可以坦然无惧。当他来的时候，就是诚心出现的时候，在他的面前也不至于羞愧。你们若知道他是公义的，就知道凡行公义的都是他所生的。
Verse 27, abide in him. 28, abide in him. And when he appears, we may have confidence. When he appears means the appearing of the bright morning star.
我们低头一点祷告。
Your head bowed, please, let's have a word of prayer.
主神全能者啊。
The Lord God, the Almighty.
你的作为大哉其哉。
Marvelous and great are your works.
万世之王啊，你的道度义在存在。
The King of the nations, marvelous and wonderful are your way.
谁敢不敬畏你，不把荣耀归给你的名。
Who dare not to fear you and give glory to your name.
地上的万民都应当来敬拜你。
All the peoples of the earth should come to worship you.
你的儿女亲生的早晨都应当来敬拜你。
And all your children should come to worship you on this morning.
因为你的公义的作为已经显现出来。
For your righteous acts have been made manifest.
应当敬畏我们的神。
Fear our God.
把荣耀都归给你。
To give you all the glory.
因为你审判的时候已经到了。
For your time of judgment has arrived.
应当敬拜那造天地海和众水泉源的神。
We shall fear the God who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water.
主，今天早晨我们就乘着一个敬畏的心，我们来到你的跟前。
Lord, this morning we just have this reverent heart to come in your presence.
主，我们畏惧而侍奉，战兢而快乐。
We serve with fear and we rejoice with trembling.
主，这是你所定的日子，我们应当在其中欢喜快乐。
Lord, this is the day you have appointed. In it, we should rejoice and be glad.
因为我们知道匠人所砌的石头已经成了房角的头块石头。
Because we know that the stone that the builders have rejected now is the chief cornerstone.
主，引着我们向着你这颗心，你就来到我们的中间。
O Lord, come into our midst because of our heart which is directed towards you.
主，显现你自己的荣耀，显现你自己的华美。
Reveal your own glory, reveal your own beauty.
主，也用你的话再一次的提醒激励我们。
Lord, once again with your word, you encourage and you stir us up.
主，你是复活的主，你是在七个金灯台中间行走的这位主。
For you are the risen Lord, you are the very Lord who walked in the midst of seven lampstands.
主，今天你就行走在我们的中间。
Lord, today walk in our midst.
用你的话来感动我们。
Touch us with your word.
用你的话来光照我们。
Enlighten us with your word.
主，我们等候你。
Lord, we wait on you.
我们的心等候你。
Our hearts wait for you.
我们仰望你的话。
We simply hope in your word.
与你的仆人使女同在。
Be with your servant and your maid.
主，你已经说过了，一次两次，我们都知道了。
Lord, you have said this once and twice we have heard.
慈爱是出于你的。
Loving kindness is from you.
能力也是出于你的。
Power is also from you.
我们等候主。
We wait for the
Lord. 把你的慈爱，把你的话语，把你的能力献给，赐给我们。
Grant your power, your loving kindness, and your strength to us.
主，你的灵在我们中间。
Oh Lord, your spirit will move in our midst.
你的灵在哪里，哪里能够得到自由，得到释放。
Where your spirit is, there is liberty.
释放你仆人的灵，释放你使女的灵。
Release the spirit of your servant and the spirit of your maid.
主，没有一点捆绑。
Oh Lord, so set us free from our bondage. Set free the spirit of everyone who sits here.
主，我们灵与灵都能够相通。
So that we will have this fellowship spirit with spirit.
都提醒我们的耳朵，我们听见你的话。
Awaken our ears so we could hear your words.
主，我们在你的殿中是肥甘香美馥，我们的心中也能够喜乐。
Lord, in your temple, we will eat all your abundance, and we will enjoy it and your blessings.
主与我们同在。
Lord, be with us all.
怜悯我们，施恩给我们，光照我们。
Have mercy on us, be gracious to us, and enlighten us.
等候你。
Lord, we wait for you.
祷告祈求耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我想今天我们还是来交通明亮的晨星，我想这是应该是第九讲。
Today we'll continue to fellowship on the theme, the bright and morning star, and I believe this is our ninth sharing.
我想这是一个黑夜已深的一个时候。
This is the time which the night is far spent.
这是最末后的一个时代了。
The very last leg of the end time.
我们相信晨星很快。就要出现。
And we believe that this morning star will soon appear.
但是晨星出现的以前必定有一个审判。
But before this morning star appears, there must be this judgment.
所以这个时代的末了，我们要注重审判这个主题。
Therefore, at the very end of this time, we have to emphasize on this very theme of judgment.
我记得我第八讲的时候，同弟兄姊妹已经交通到今天这个时代，今天的教会，今天神的儿女。已经把那个审判这个主题放在一边了。
I remember in my last sharing, my eighth sharing, that today God's children have put aside this very theme of judgment.
我想这是圣经中间旧约也好，新约也好，是一个非常重要的一个主题。
And this very theme of judgment is so vital, whether it's in New Testament or Old Testament.
我上次提到了四个主题，在圣经里面最重要的一个是基督。一个是十字架，一个是教会，一个是国度，这是整本圣经的最重要的四个主题。
Last time I mentioned that there are the most four important things in the whole Bible: the cross, the Christ, the church, and the kingdom.
这也是四大的启示。
And also these are the four great revelations.
但是我们忘记了，忽略了有一个主题就是审判。
But often we forget and neglect this very theme of judgment.
我想审判，特别是对着这个末后的一个时代，是更重要的一个主题。
Toward this very end time, this judgment is even more important a theme.
但是今天这个时代，无论是教会也好，神的儿女也好，竟然把这样一个重要的一个主题放在一边。
But today in this age, regardless of God's church or his people, should put aside such an important theme.
今天人振振有词地说，很有理由地说。
Today people are so justified by saying this.
审判是旧约的事。
Judgment is such a matter in the Old Testament.
因为一讲到审判就讲到罪，一讲到罪就讲到神的愤怒，讲到神的定罪，神的刑罚，神的管教。
Whenever you speak of judgment, you talk about sin, judgment, condemnation, God's punishment.
因为旧约是在律法底下。
Even God's wrath, because the Old Testament is simply under the law.
所以神按照律法要审判人。
Therefore, according to God's law, God will judge people.
神要发怒。
God will become enraged.
神要刑罚。
And God will punish.
但是在新约的不是一个律法时代。
But in New Testament, this is not a time of the law.
我们是在恩典的时代。
We all are under the age of grace.
神要赐福给我们。
So God will bless us.
神要施恩给我们。
God will give us.
神要怜悯我们。
God will be merciful to us.
神要赦免我们。
Will forgive us.
因为这是新约恩典的时代。
Because this is the New Testament, it's under the age of grace.
所以我们不应当太看重这个审判。
Therefore, we should not emphasize too much of this judgment.
我想我上次跟你有没有交通了很多。
Last time I shared much with you all.
不错，这是真理。
Yes, indeed, this is truth.
但是这是一半的真理。
However, this is half truth.
这是以法莲没有翻过的饼。
It's just like the Ephraim, which is the cake not turned.
这个一面的饼已经烧得很熟了，已经焦了，一面这个饼根本没翻过来，还是生的。这个饼不能吃，吃了你要有病的，不健康。
on the one side, this cake seemed to be well done, even to become charred. But on the other side, this is simply raw. You cannot eat it. If you eat it, you will become sick.
今天就是这个光景。
And this is today's condition.
今天神的儿女、神的教会没有一个敬畏神的心。
Among God's children, among His church today, none of them has a heart to fear God.
我们只看见神是可爱的，神是可敬的，没有看见神是可畏的。
We only see that God is so lovable. We do not see that He's awesome. He's to be respected.
旧约的神同新约的神没有一点的改变。
There is no any change in the God in the Old Testament as opposed to the God in New Testament.
若是你看见两面的真理。
If you see the two sides of the truth.
以赛亚书第十六章那里有一段话。
Isaiah 16, we read this.
以赛亚说。
Isaiah said.
必有宝座是以慈爱建立的。必有宝座是用他的慈爱来建立的。
There will be a throne being established in His loving kindness.
必有一位诚诚实实地坐在这个宝座上。
And the one sits in it in truth.
我们想这就是大卫的子孙，我们主耶稣基督。
And we believe this is the seed of David, our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sit in this throne.
必有一位诚诚实实地坐在其上。他要在大卫的帐幕里面施行审判，他要在大卫的帐幕里施行审判，寻求公平，实行公义。
There will be one who sits in the throne in truth in the tabernacle of David, judging, seeking justice and hastening righteousness.
这里我们看见审判，
Here we
我们看见公义， 我们看见公平，
righteousness and justice.
这是神的性格。
And this is God's attribute.
不能改变的。
Which cannot be changed.
旧约是这样，新约也是一样，神的宝座没有改变过。
It is so in Old Testament, it even so in New Testament, because God's throne can never be changed.
但是他的宝座是以慈爱建立的，有慈爱，有怜悯，过去是这样，现在是这样，永远是这样。
But His throne is established in loving kindness, in compassion, which was so before, which is the same today.
我们上次用了启示录的第一章，我们看见约翰在巴拿海岛上看见那一个荣耀的那一个异象。
Last time we used Revelation chapter 1, and we see John in the island of Patmos. He saw this glorious vision.
我们看见这个异象，这个宝座就显出了两面。
And in this throne, in this vision, we see the two sides of this judgment.
他是大祭司，穿的是大祭司的衣服。
He's a great high priest with the priestly garment.
一讲到大祭司，就讲到爱，讲到怜悯。
Whenever we speak of this great high priest, we speak of his love, his compassion, his grace.
一面我们看见他口中有两刃的利剑。他的眼目如同火焰，交响锻炼过的光明的铜，就讲到审判，讲到刑罚，管教。
On the one hand, we see the sharp-edged sword coming out of his face, his eyes like flaming of fire, and also his feet like bronzed brass being made glow in a furnace. So it speaks of his judgment.
所以我们看见这个意象，我们看见两面的那个真理，我们千万不要偏重。
So we see in this vision, we actually see two sides of the truth. Never should we only emphasize on one side.
但是在这个末世,
But in this end time,
我们应当稍微偏重在审判这一面。
But we do have to emphasize just a little bit on this very aspect of his judgment.
为什么呢?
Why?
我已经讲了。
And I have said this.
因为今天我们疏忽了。那个审判这个主题。
Simply because today we have been neglecting this very thing of judgment.
今天给教会给神的儿女带来非常多的危害。
And today it has brought so much harm to God's church and His people.
所以我们要稍微把它不过来一点，我们注重在审判。
Therefore, we need to correct this a little bit. Now, let's emphasize on judgment.
弟兄姊妹，我上次讲了，我们为什么这么怕？提这个审判，好像一讲审判就戳到我们神经一样。
Last time I mentioned that why that we are so afraid of talking about judgment, as long as soon as we talk about it, it simply right goes to our nerve.
不错，我们刚讲的那个意象，这个审判的对象就是教会，就是神的儿女，对不对？
The very object of this judgment is God's children and His church. Isn't this right?
弟兄姊妹，我们为什么要回避这个主题？
So brothers and sisters, why is it we should avoid this theme?
若是你知道神的审判对着我们来讲，我一再讲了，这是神的爱的一种彰显。
Now, I said this time again that if you know that God's judgment is directed toward us, however, it's the judgment of His love and His mercy.
不错，他的审判一面是为着他的名，为着他的荣耀，为着他的见证，也是为着撒旦那个堵住撒旦的那个毁谤。
Yes, on the one hand, that God's judgment is for His glory, His testimony, His name, and also to judge the devil's slander.
但是一面是对着我们的爱。
However, on the other hand, it's the very love which is directed toward us.
箴言第三章讲得非常清楚，我儿啊，我儿啊，不要轻看主的审判，主的管教。
In Proverbs chapter 3, we read this so clearly. My son, do not despise my chastening.
这是对着神的儿女讲的，我儿啊。
This is for God's children. My son, my son.
是对着教会讲的。
It's for His church.
不要厌弃他的责备。
Do not despise His rebuke.
他所爱的，他就要责备，就要管教。
Whom he loved, he will rebuke, he will chasten.
正如父亲责备管教他所爱的儿女一样。
Just as the father chastens and also rebukes his children whom he loves.
所以我想我不要多讲，这方面我们都很明白。希伯来书第十二章讲得非常的清楚，叫我们怎么得到益处，得到好处。
Now, I don't have to go into much detail, as we all understand it in Hebrews chapter 12, how the Father disciplines us for our profit.
但是有一点我们忽略了。
However, there is one point which we have neglected.
这一点是非常重要的。
Which is so important.
这好像是隐藏在神那个深处的对我们的爱。
Which is the very love hidden in the very depths of God.
但是我们忽略了。
However, we have neglected it.
神的审判，神的管教，是为了恢复我们与他那个亲密、爱的那个交通、那个关系。
God's judgment, God's chastening is simply to restore that fellowship in His love, that very intimate fellowship.
当时我们看见他责备那些教会，这些教会的心都偏离了神。
When he rebuked all those churches, and because people at those churches' hearts have all gone astray from him.
一面神的爱引起了他的愤怒，引起了他的嫉妒。
On the one hand, it is because his love which brings forth his hatred, his jealousy.
我们刚刚念的哥林多后书第十一章，我们看得非常的清楚。保罗说：“我所弃的愤恨，那是神那样的愤恨。”
Just as in Corinthians chapter 11, we read it so clearly that my jealousy for you is godly jealousy.
今天神的儿女，今天神的教会就是缺少这个嫉邪的心，那就是嫉邪、嫉妒的心。
Today, God's children, God's churches so much lack this heart of jealousy.
今天我们看见神的儿女，看见今天教会这么离开了主，但是我们里面没有一种嫉妒，一种愤恨，像神那样的愤恨，像保罗那样的一种心情。
Now today, as we have seen all of God's children, His churches have gone astray from Him. But in our hearts, we lack this godly jealousy as Paul, as God has.
今天神儿女就缺少那个耶和华那个祈邪的心，以祈邪为心。
Today, God's children simply lack this very heart of God's jealousy. God was jealous with His godly jealousy.
今天看见教会，看见神的儿女落在世界的里面，落在最终，我们里面没有一点的感觉。
As we see, all of God's churches and His people have fallen into sin, into pleasure. We have no feeling whatsoever toward this.
但是保罗不是的。
But this is not so with Paul.
保罗说：“我所弃的愤恨，乃是神那样的嫉妒。”
Paul says that I am jealous for you with godly jealousy.
因为你们的心偏于邪了，失去了那像基督所存那个纯一清洁的 那一颗心。
Because your mind has been corrupted, your mind has gone astray from the very purity and devotion to Christ.
就像当初蛇诱惑了夏娃一样。
Just as the snake deceived Eve in those days.
保罗非常的敏感，一看见哥林多的教会落在这个光景的里面，他里面就嫉妒。
Now Paul was very sensitive. As soon as he saw that the Corinthian church had fallen into this state, right away in his heart he came up with this godly jealousy.
我想诫命的十条诫命里面的第二条就提到耶和华是祂写的信，你们不要找任何的偶像，不要跪拜，不要侍奉，要单单的侍奉敬拜独一的那一位神。
In the second commandment, it says clearly that God is a jealous God. Do not make any image for Him. Simply worship Him.
当神看我们的心不是专一的爱神。
When God sees that our heart is not solely devoted to Him, to love Him.
对夫妇非常真诚的相爱，彼此相爱的话，若是看见某一方有第三者参与的话，我想做丈夫的，做妻子的，里面有什么样感觉？
Just as a couple who love each other so dearly, but if a wife or a husband sees that a third party being involved in their relationship, what kind of feeling would they have?
我想正常的、合理的，里面一定起一种愤恨。
The normal, the sensible feeling would be this jealousy.
若是没有这样的愤恨，没有这样的一个嫉妒，反而是不正常的，对不对？
Isn't that true? Without this kind of normal, sensible jealousy or hatred, then this would become an abnormal relationship.
所以这说明什么？说明夫妻丈夫的那个爱里面出了问题了。
It simply tells us this couple's love has been on the rock. Something's wrong.
所以有第三者参与无所谓的。
It seems that it's okay for the third party to get involved.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是今天神儿女的光景。
Now, beloved, this is today exactly God's children's condition.
这实在是不合理的。
It's so irrational.
这完全是反常的，不正常的。
Abnormal. It's not the regular case.
但是神不是这样的。
But our God is not like this.
所以神为什么要对老底家讲这个话？
And this is why God said this to the church at Laodicea.
他说，所以你要悔改。
God says that, therefore repent.
你要发热心。
Be jealous.
我所爱的，我要管教。
I will discipline those whom I love.
看啊，我在门外叩门。听见我声音的，开门的，我就进到他那里，他与我，我与他在一起坐席。
Behold, I am standing at the door and knock. Whoever opens the door, I will go to him. I will dine with him. He will dine with me.
弟兄姊妹，神所看重的，这是一个交通，爱的那个交流，那个交通。
Beloved, what our Lord emphasizes so much is this fellowship in love.
老底家教会是以人为中心的。
The Laodicean church is simply man-centered.
神在其中已经没有地位，没有主权，没有权柄了。
God has no authority, no status, and being shut outside of door.
所以神说我要审判，若不悔改，我要审判，我要管教。
God says that I will judge if you do not repent, I will discipline.
我要把你们从口中吐出去。
I will spit you out of my mouth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神要来到他们的中间，与他们同住，一起吃喝，一起快乐。这是神的心，爱的心。
Beloved, God's heart of love is come in their midst to eat, to drink with them, to dwell with them. Be joyful.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们从这里一起回到最起初神创造人的目的。
Now, beloved, let's all come very to the very beginning of God's creation.
我们看到箴言第八章。
And here we read in Proverbs chapter 8.
我们看到神为什么要造人。
Here we see why God wants to create man.
在这里我们看见神造人的那个目的是什么。
And here we also see the very purpose of God's creation of man.
很简单，他说。
Simply put.
他要住在世人的中间，他要造人，不但造万有给人来享受，并且他要住在世人的中间。这个住字非常重要，他要与神与人。
Very simply, he creates all things so that he could dwell with them. He wants to be with them.
有交通,
to have fellowship.
有爱的交往.
This is fellowship in love.
我们看见箴言第八章其实就是讲到智慧，就指着我们主耶稣基督这位弥赛亚来讲。
Now in Proverbs chapter 8, we see that this wisdom is our Lord Jesus Christ.
他说世界还没有创造以前我已经在了。
Before the world was created, I was there.
没有山大山没有小山我已经生出来了。
Before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth.
没有泉源，没有河，没有海，我已经在了，我已经生出来了。
Before there was the deep, was the sea, I was there, I was brought forth.
没有大地，没有田野，我已经生出来了。
I was born before the earth, before the field.
没有空间，没有时间，我已经在哪里了。
I was there before the space, before the time.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神，这个道起初就与神同在。
In the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God. He was in the beginning with God.
我们在这里看见那一段，他说我心里非常的快乐，非常的 rejoice, 非常的 glad. 为什么这样的踊跃啊？
And also we read Proverb 8 says that the Lord was rejoicing, was glad. Why is that he is so rejoicing?
因为他知道父要创造万有。
Because he knew that the Father will create the whole world.
所有的万有都是为着人来享受的。
All things are created for man's enjoyment.
哎呀，所以这个儿子也非常的高兴，非常的欢喜。
So this son also rejoiced and is extremely glad.
并且他说我在其中就是做公司的。公司就是，也不是工程师，其实他也参与这个创造的，对不对？
And so he says, in the midst of all this, I was his master craftsman. He was not only an engineer, but he was totally involved in this creation.
并且他所以这么高兴，因为造完了人，造了万有为人，造完了人，神要住在他们的中间。
And why is he so joyful? Because after all the creation, after the man being created, he will dwell among them.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你看这个创造到底是谁创造？到底神创造的，还是他儿子创造的，还是圣灵创造？三而一的神分不开，他们都有份于那个创造。
So, brother and sister, consider that who is him? Who is he exactly creating the whole universe? The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, they are inseparable. They are all involved in it.
一起同工创造的。
Together, they work.Together they work to create this whole universe.
所以你看《创世纪》第一章第一节就说到，起初神创造天地。这个创造，这个神是一个非常特别的一个字，在希伯来文是一个单数的复数。这个神是一个复数的神，这个名字是一个复数的。
That's why we read in Genesis 1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and also this God in the Hebrew language is very peculiar, it's in the plural form.
Elohim,
Elohim,
Elohim, Elohim 不单是它是多数的那个名字。
It's a noun in its plurality.
并且它是这个诚实的守约的大能者。
And also he is the mighty one who is faithful, who keeps his covenant.
我说你创世纪看到二十六节。
And you read all the way through to verse 26.
他说我们要造人，我们要造人，要造着按照我们的形象，造按照我们的样式，我们来造人。谁造人的？到底是父造的、子造的、圣灵造都有份。我们要造着我们的形象，我们的样式，我们来造。当然，这是。第二位，他有形象，他有样式。
In Genesis 1:26, we read that we will make man according to our image, in our likeness. So exactly who is creating man? The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Of course, we know only the second person of the Trinity has this form.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见，所以我们的主是那样的高兴，因为创造了人，神要住在人的中间。
So beloved, this is why we see our Lord being so glad that after he has created man, he will abide with them.
但是我们都知道，悖谬产生在乐园里面，人离开了神，人的灵死了，不能与神交通，对不对？
But the tragedy ensued. We all know in the paradise that man sinned and fell, so man could not have fellowship with God anymore.
虽然神的旨意计划打岔了。Even
though God's purpose is now being disrupted,
但是最终神的旨意成全了。But
in the end, his purpose will be fulfilled.
我们刚刚弟兄给我们念的启示录第21章。
Now, the very passage our brother just read in Revelation 21.
约翰看见一个新天新地，旧的天地都过去了，海也不在了。
Saw this new heaven and the new earth, the first heaven and earth disappeared, and there will be no more sea.
他又看见一个圣城新耶路撒冷从神那里冲天而降，就像新妇打扮，装饰整齐，等候他的丈夫。
And then John also saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
他听见一个大的声音从宝座中出来说，看哪，要特别注意的，我们要注意的，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，他要与他们同在，做。 他们的神，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，与人同在，最终新天新地，神永远与人同住同在。And
John heard a loud voice from heaven saying, "Behold, behold, take a special attention to this. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell with them. They shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. He will abide with them."
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，为什么神要审判我们？
My beloved, why does God want to judge us?
为什么神要管教？
Why does he want to judge and chasten his church?
他爱我们。
Because he loves us.
我们的心远离了他。
Because our hearts have gone far away from him.
我们与神的交通。
And the very fellowship between him and us have now been severed.
虽然我们的生命永远不会断绝，我们与神那个得救了以后，我们这个生命是永远不会改变的。Although
our life will never cease as soon as we are saved by him,
我们的地位永远不会改变,
nor will our position change.
但是我们的交通随时与神能够影响,
but this very fellowship could be affected, even severed.
所以他要管教。This
is why he wants to chastise.
但愿我们能够摸到神那最深的那个爱。Oh,
beloved, if only we could only touch upon his deepest love.
就多讲一点，我想今天很多弟兄姊妹注意侍奉，注意做圣工，这是对的，这是很重要的，我们不能忽略的一件事。Now,
I would like to share more on this point today. So many of us emphasize God's service, his holy work. Indeed, these are so crucial.
但多少时候我们太注重圣工了，太注重侍奉神的工作这方面，我们与神的交通确实疏远了。We
should emphasize God's work, but so many times we are so emphasizing on this point that we have neglected the very fellowship between him and us.
我们只想到马大。
And here we think of Martha.
马大，你为许多的事思虑烦恼，你不可缺少的只有一件事，玛利亚已经拣选了上好的福分，是不可以，没有人能可以夺去的。
Martha, Martha, you are troubled and distracted by so many things, but only one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen the best part, which cannot be taken away from him.
弟兄姊妹，马大在忙碌什么东西啊？
Brother and sister, what's Martha busying herself about?
马大为许多的事在那里忙乱。
She is being distracted, being busy about so many things.
她为什么事啊？
For what thing?
是为自己的事吗？
For her own thing?
为这世界上的事吗？
For the worldly thing? No.
都在为着主服侍主的那些事在那里忙乱了、啊、思虑烦恼，许多的事思虑烦恼，也是为着主的事在那里思虑烦恼啊。
She's been troubled, distracted by so many things. She's busying herself about God's things.
但是主说，
But the Lord said,
不可缺少的只有一件事。
Only one thing is needed.
好像是这里主对他说，我宁愿你把这些事都放下来，我没有地方睡，不要紧。
As though our Lord is saying to Martha, I would rather you put aside all these things. It's okay for me not to have a place to sleep.
没有东西吃我也不要紧，你不要为我忙这些东西。
It's okay for me not to have food to eat. You don't have to worry about this, busy about this.
我说有就有，命里就立，对不对？我不会为这些事，我自己可以做的。
Because I could do all these things, I speak and it is done.
我一句话就成功了。
With my one word, things are accomplished.
你忙得个要死。
Why are you so busying yourself
to death? 我所看重的，我要与你有交通。
What I emphasize, what I cherish is to have this fellowship with you.
我所看重的，你要住在我的里面。
What I cherish is for you to abide in me.
让我们在光中，在生命中，在爱中，我们有交通。
So that in love, in life, in light, we could have fellowship.
这是我最看重的一件事。
This is the very thing that I cherish the most.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，巴不得我们今天也能够看重这件事。
Oh, my beloved, if only we could also treasure this very thing.
但不要误会我的意思，侍奉、做工不要紧，很重要，很重要。但是你不要束缚了这件事。
But do not take me wrong. Working, servicing are all very crucial. But do not neglect this fellowship with him.
若是你束缚了这件事，难怪马大思虑烦恼，在那里忙乱呢、啊。侍奉主本来一种喜乐的事。但是结果呢，却是思虑烦恼，就是因为你缺少了另外一件重要的事。
If you neglect this, you will be very much like Martha, being troubled and being distracted by so many things.
今天父母同儿女其实也是一样。
Now serving should be of much joy and peace. Now this is the same principle applying to the parental relationship.
不是小孩把书念好了，尽了他的本分。妈妈爸爸就很喜欢。
It's not that your children are doing well at school have done his or her part, then the parents would be very glad.
父母所希望的与子女常常大家能够谈心，能够在一起，对不对？
What parents want is to have often this fellowship, this communication with their children, right?
一个正常的爸爸妈妈应该是这样。
This should be the normal condition among parents.
今天的爸爸妈妈都不正常，你知道吗？
Do you know that today's fathers and mothers are abnormal?
哎呀，只要子女把书念好，将来能够赚大钱就可以了。
We all feel that if the children would do well, excel at school, and make a lot of money, then that would be good.
整天不看见子女也不要紧。
It's okay if they do not see their children all day long.
到了好多年，子女回来，他也不认识这是他的子女。
To the point that many years later, when their children do come home, they don't even recognize them.
因为太少见面了。
Because they seldom see one another.
哎呀，我记得有一个传道人讲了一个比喻，我觉得很好。
Now I remember a preacher once gave this kind of example.
一个妈妈。很年轻的时候，她丈夫就离世了，所以她是一个很年轻的一个寡妇，就带了一个女孩子，两人相依为命的把她养大了。
A young widow, whose husband died while the children were young, but she tried very hard to bring up her children.
哎呀，他们相依为命啊，整天就是在一起，非常的彼此里面有一个感情在里面。
So they're bound with each other. They simply had such deep, intimate relationship.
好像跟妈妈离不开这个女儿，女儿好像也离不开她的妈妈一样的。
As though this mother could never be separated from the daughter, and vice versa.
当然，女儿要出去做事没有办法。
Of course, the daughter had to go to work eventually.
她回来了，女儿总是同妈妈在一起谈心的。
But as soon as the daughter returned, they always had such an intimate communication. So the mother was so comforted.
结果有一次一两天没有看见她的女儿回来，也没有到她的跟前来，不知在忙什么。
But in one instance, even though after the daughter did come home, after one or two days, she did not see her daughter, and she didn't know what she was doing.
哎呀，她妈妈就觉得很不好受。
And it's very hard on the mother.
所以她不能忍耐了，有一天。
So she couldn't stand it anymore.
她就说，她知道她女儿回来，她就大叫，她说，女儿叫她的名字，说，你在哪里呀？你怎么不来看看我啊？
So she cried out, saying, Daughter, where are you? Why don't you come to see me?
我就两天没有看见你了。
I haven't seen you for 2 days.
你到底在做什么？
What are you doing exactly?
结果女儿回答了。
And the daughter replied,
她说冬天马上要来了。
Well, the winter is near.
我怕你衣服不够。
I'm afraid that you don't have enough clothing.
所以我现在在给你这一件毛衣。
So I'm just needing a sweater for you.
这件毛衣呢是用机器织的。
It's done by a machine.
所以这个 machine 是在他房间里面，所以他没搬到他妈妈房间，所以他就在他房间里面一回来几个小时就在那里织毛衣，干这个毛衣。
The machine was right in her room, not in her mother. So as soon as she came back home, she was so busy trying to finish the sweater.
哎呀，他妈妈说不要紧啊，我冷一点也不要，我要的就是你回来一定要到我跟前来，我要见你的面，你也能见我的面。我想这是我们天父我们主的那一颗心。
And the mother replied, saying, "Well, yes, okay, okay. As soon as you come back, the only thing I want is for you to come before me, so we could talk to each other. And this is the very heart of our heavenly Father."
我们的神，我们的主。也是这样，他要常住在我们的里面，我们也能够常住在他的里面，这就是交通。
Now this is the very heart of our Father that we should abide in Him, He in us, and this is called fellowship.
神为什么呼召我们
？Why is God called us？
哥林多前书第一章，保罗怎么讲的
？First Corinthians chapter one, what does Paul say？
保罗一开始就称赞为着哥林多教会，他感谢神。
In the very beginning, God give thanks to God for the Corinthian church.
他说：“你们的恩赐没有一样不及人的，只等到主耶稣基督的显现。”
Your gifts, you come short of no gift until the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
接下来他怎么讲
？What did he say?
他说：“神能够坚固你们到底，在他来的时候，你们可以毫无瑕疵。”
God will establish you toward the end, so when He appears, you will be blameless.
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
你们原是被他所造。
You have been called by Him.
做什么造
？For what?
好叫你们与他的儿子耶稣基督一同的有份。这个有份可以翻译为share，也可以翻译为fellowship。叫你们与我的儿子，当然也与我能够有交通。叫你们得着这个永生，得着这个生命，就是叫你们能够与我和子一起有交通的。
What comes next? The verse says that you've been called into the fellowship of His Son. Now another translation is that you will be have a part with me. But what the Father says is.Have fellowship with my son. Have this eternal life.
弟兄姊妹，神召你召我做什么
？So brothers and sisters, why is God has called you and me?
你说叫我来侍奉他，来敬拜他，不错。
You would say, yeah, for me to serve him, to fear him, yes.
但是
worship him, indeed.
不要忽略了这一件交通的事。
But do not neglect this very fellowship.
在神眼中看为多少重要。
Oh, which is so crucial in God's sight.
我们看见旧约也是一样啊。
And we see the same thing in Old Testament.
神为什么把以色列百姓从埃及带出来
？Why God has led the Israelites out of Egypt?
你去看出埃及记第二十九章最后的两节圣经。
If you read Exodus 29, the very last two verses.
我们就看见神为什么召他们出来。
And here we see why God has called them out of Egypt.
你说出埃及记不是告诉我们把我的百姓从埃及召出来，好叫他们来侍在山上来侍奉我，来侍奉我，对不对？来服侍我。
You would say that the Bible says, "Call my people out of Egypt, so they will go to the mountain to serve me," right?
是吗
？Is that true?
但是出埃及记二十九章这两节圣经不是这样讲的。
But this is not so written in chapter 29 of Exodus, the very last two verses.
耶和华怎么说的
What is the Lord saying?
我要住在以色列的中间我要住在以色列的中间做他们的神叫他们真正知道应当是知道我是耶和华他们的神是我把他们从埃及招出来做什么是为了住在他们的中间
Exodus 29 verses 45-46 I will dwell among the children of Israel and will be their God, and they shall know that I am the Lord their God, who brought them up out of the land of Egypt, that I may dwell among them. I am the Lord their God.
我是他们的神。
I am their God.
我要住在他们的中间，哎呀，那真不得了。
I want to dwell among them. Isn't that amazing? Something extraordinary.
那我们知道今天神为什么召我们出来的。
Now we know why today God has made us.
所以我们看见旧约那些百姓，当他们一离开主，一离开主，神就管教他们，神就审判他们。为什么神要审判他们？神为什么要管教他们？
So we see that as soon as his people left God, then God will judge them, discipline them. Why?
是神是圣洁的神，他们不圣洁，神要审判，不错。
Yes, God is the holy God. They are unholy, so God needs to judge them.
但是更要我们看见的，神的那个爱没有放过他们。
But more importantly, we need to see God's love, who would not let them go.
上次我读了这段圣经，但是没有多讲这个何西亚书的第六章。来吧，让我们归向耶和华。他撕裂的，他要医治；他打伤的，他要缠固。过两天，他们要苏醒；第三天，他们要起来，他们可以存活在我的面前。存活就是活在我的跟前，活在我的跟前。我能够见他们的面，他们能够见我的面。
That time we read these verses, but I did not have time to go into it. Come, return to our Lord. Though he has torn, but he will heal us. Though he has stricken, he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up so that we will live in his sight. We will live in his sight so that he can see us, we can see him.
他们是他的妻子，他是他们的丈夫，和西亚书讲得很清楚。
Now, they are his wife, and the Lord God is their husband, as is clearly spelled out in Hosea.
他们怎么允许他的妻子的心归向彼得？他怎么能够容忍他的百姓那颗心不是向着他的丈夫去向着第三者
How could God, being their husband, allow his people, his wife, to turn their heart to others and not to himself?
所以神要管教审判他们让他们回转归向耶和华与他能够有交通
And this is why God needs to chasten to judge them so they would return to have fellowship with him.
你去看西班牙也是一样，不过一个是对着北方国的，一个是对着南方国的。西班牙先知是针对着南方这个以色列民的。
The same thing is said in the book of Zephaniah, except Zephaniah is spoken toward the kingdom Judah, the southern kingdom, and Hosea is for the northern kingdom.
我想南方的国他们也转向了，离开了耶和华神。
The southern kingdom also turned away, have gone astray from the Lord their God.
他们依靠其他的君王，他们去拜偶像。
They trusted in other kings, they worshipped idols.
神审判他们。
Therefore God judged them.
所以你看西班牙第三章，你看到西安的民啊，你们要歌唱以色列啊，你们要欢呼耶路撒冷啊，你们要满心欢喜快乐。现在他们能够欢喜了，他们现在能够快乐了，现在他们能够歌唱了。为什么他们与神的关系，因着神的审判，他们回转恢复正常了。
Now that's why we see in Zephaniah 3:14, Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem, because God has judged them, and their hearts returned. They now could have fellowship with him.
以色列的王耶和华在你们的中间。
The king of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst.
所以你们不要怕灾祸。
Do not be afraid of disasters.
耶和华 是有大能的，实行拯救的主，现在在你们的中间，因你们欢喜喜乐，默然的爱你，因着你们的喜乐，他要欢呼，神也要欢呼，因着他们的喜乐。
Now the Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you in gladness. He will acquire you with his love. He will rejoice over you with shouts of singing because you are glad. So our Lord rejoices also.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？当我们离开主，我们里面痛苦。
Beloved, you see it here. When we depart from God, inside us, we will suffer. We are in anguish.
你逼着神代替耶和华的，他的愁苦是一定加增的。
Those sorrows will be multiplied when they chase after other God.
不但我们愁苦，我们的神也愁苦啊，他也痛苦。这些浪子离开父亲家，父亲里面也难过啊。
Not only are we sorrowful, but also the father is sorrowful in his heart. Just as the prodigal son, when he left his father, both the father and the son are suffering in pain.
现在接着审判他们回来了，父亲的心也快乐，浪子的心也快乐。你看看他们可以歌唱，可以赞美。
Now through the judgment, the prodigal son is returned. Now the father and the son are both rejoicing, they are glad, they are happy.
弟兄姊妹，不单是对团体的是这样，对着个人也是这样。刚刚我们念的大卫这个诗篇。
So corporately speaking, individually speaking, this is the same thing, just as the song we just read.
哎呀，大卫犯了罪。
David sinned.
大卫是一个最看重住在主里面的一个人。
And David was the very one who emphasized the most about dwelling in the Lord.
诗篇二十七篇，大卫的诗篇。
Psalm 27, David's Psalm.
他说：“我只有一件事，我曾寻求，现在还要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿中求问他。”哎呀，这是大卫的心，他愿意一生一世能够住在神的殿中，因为神的殿就是神居住的地方，他在殿中就是与神面对面，他们能够有交通，对不对？
David said, One thing have I desired, that will I seek, that I shall dwell in the house of God, beholding his beauty and inquire in his temple. The temple is where God lives, where God could see David could see him, and they could have fellowship.
诗篇第十六篇最后的一节，他说：“你把生命的道指示我，在你的面前，我们有满足的喜乐；在你的右手中，我们有永远的福乐。只有在神的面前，我们有满足的喜乐。你知道吗？”
And also the very last verse of Psalm 16, you have shown us the path of life.In your presence is the fullness of joy. At your hand is the pleasures forever. Do you know this? Only in his presence could you possibly have this fullness of joy.
诗篇二十十七篇，这个最是应该是十七篇最后的一句，大卫怎么讲的？至于我，我要在意中见你的面。当我醒来的时候，得见你的形象，我的心就心满意。主，我要在义中见你的面。大卫知道神是公义的，若是他是不义的，在最终没有办法与神见到神的面的。
David knew that he's righteous. Without righteousness, then he would not be able to see God. So in Psalm 27, the very last verse, he says that I will see your face in righteousness, and I will be satisfied with likeness of you.
保罗在哥林多后书第六章讲得很清楚，你们与不信的原不相配，不要同福，义的和不义的没办法相交的，光明与黑暗没有办法相通的，对不对？我们在不义中怎么能够与神交通？没办法交通。大卫知道，所以我就在义中能够见你的面。
And David knew that in unrighteousness, he would not be able to see God's face. Just as 2 Corinthians says that, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. What fellowship have righteousness and lewdness? What communication between light and darkness? David had to be in righteousness for him to see God's face. And also the Psalm 23, which we're most familiar with.
耶和华是我的牧者。
The Lord is my shepherd.
最后的一句怎么讲的?
And what does the very last verse say?
我要住在耶和华的殿中,直到永远,这是大卫的诗,对不对?
Psalm 23, the very last verse says that, Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me, and all the days of my life I will dwell in the house of the Lord. This is David's psalm, right?
这是大卫的经历。
And this is David's experience.
所以大卫能够在十几年被扫罗追逼的时候，他能够安然的度过。
So even in the decades as David was being chased and by Saul, he was still able to pass through all the days in security.
所以他能够在大风大浪、大的试炼中间、大的患难中间、困苦中间，他还能够安然的面对。为什么？他在主的里面。
In the midst of all the big storms and trials and tribulations, David was able to be at ease. Why? Because he dwelled in the Lord. He was the very one who lived in the sight of God, in his presence. Therefore, as you read Psalm 27, in the very beginning verse, what does it say?
他说耶和华是我的亮光,是我的拯救,我还怕谁呢? 耶和华是我生命的保障,我还惧怕谁呢? 那作恶的,我的仇敌前来,吃我肉的时候,必绊倒,跌倒,扑倒,就是兴起刀兵来攻击我,我也不怕,我还是安然的。哎呀,为什么他在主的里面?
Verses 1 and 2, The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Even the armies rise up to attack me, I shall not be afraid.
弟兄姊妹,我们念到这些诗篇,我里面很感动,对不对?
Brothers and sisters, as we read all these Psalms, we are so touched, right?
但是你今天没有住在主里面,这个感动只是一下子过去了,你一定要自己有这个经历,你才会在这些诗篇同你真正的会有帮助,不然的话没有什么大的帮助的。
We are so touched, but brothers and sisters, if you yourself do not have this experience, this feeling will soon flee away. Unless you have this experience, then these psalms will be so beneficial to you, will speak to you.
你真正能够经历到主,享受到主,
you have to abide in the Lord for you to experience and enjoy Him.
但是大卫犯了罪,
But David sinned.
哎呀,你看他有多痛苦。
And you see how what a state of anguish he was in.
还好,神的爱要把他挽回。
It's a good thing that God's love restored him.
神要审判他,管教他。
And God wanted to judge and chasten him.
让他的心仍然能够转到神的跟前。
So David's heart would once again be turned toward God.
神不会放过他。
God would never let him go.
大卫在那里痛苦,最少痛苦12个月的时间。
David was being sorrowful for this incident at least for 10 months.
我们知道,你若是去看撒母耳记下, 这个十一章十二章好像是连在一起的。大卫犯了罪以后，马上拿单就来指责他。然后呢，他的儿子就是从八十八生的孩子呢就死掉了。神的手在他的身上审判管教他。
As you read 2 Samuel chapter 11 and 12, it seems that these two chapters are so closely connected. David sinned, and through Nathan, God judged him, rebuked him, chastised him. And so that David would be restored to God.
And
his son was stricken by God.
这个时候大卫的心悔改了,真正彻底的忧伤痛悔在神的跟前。
At this moment, God's heart was, David's heart was so sorrowful, he thoroughly repented.
他说主啊神啊求你按照你的慈爱怜悯我按照你丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯把我的罪能够洗得干干净净的
And then David said Lord have mercy on me according to your kindness according to the multitude of your tender mercies blot out my transgressions
弟兄姊妹你看旧约的神同新约的神不是一样吗满有怜悯满有慈爱所以大卫就按照神的那个性格他祷告祈求神怜悯他赦免他的罪
Brother and sister, you see this is the same God in both Old Testament and New Testament full of compassion, full of grace So David prayed to God according to his attributes that God would forgive his sins
求你不要丢弃我求你不要离开我的面我离开了你的面我就什么都没有了
Do not cast me away from your presence When I leave you I have nothing left
虽然大卫仍然是一个王
Even though David was the king
大卫仍然有非常好的享受
Even though he had so much enjoyment
他一样都不缺
He lacked nothing
他仍然坐在宝座上有权位有地位有名声一点都没有改变
He continued to sit in his throne continued to have the fame have the authority nothing changed
但是他见不到神的面
But he could not see God's face anymore
十个月的时间没有见到神的面
For 10 months he did not see God's face
因为他是在罪中神是公义的
Because he was in sin and God is righteous
所以他们的交通断绝了
Therefore, their fellowship was severed.
哎呀，他现在求神不要离开他的面。
Now David prayed that God would not leave him.
实在是不是神离开他的面，是他离开了神的面。
Actually, it's not that God had left David.
求你不要收回我的圣灵，求你叫我仍然得到救恩的快乐。弟兄姊妹，什么叫救恩的快乐？救恩叫我们得到什么快乐？最大的快乐，叫我们恢复与神的交通。
And David prayed that do not take the Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Brother and sister, what's the greatest joy of your salvation? That is your intimate fellowship with God.
这里我想这背后的重要。
And here I see that how important this rebuke is.
神是基督拿单来责备他的。
God rebuked David through Nathan.
虽然这个责备很技巧的一种责备不是很明目的。张胆的在责备他，但是这是一个责备，指出了他的罪。
Although this rebuke is done in a very subtle, skillful way, but the sin was there and God pointed out through Nathan.
弟兄姊妹，今天这幕后这个时代，人也把责备忘掉了。
Brothers and sisters, in this end time, people often forget God's rebuke.
就像把审判忘掉一样。
Just as they have forgotten God's judgment.
我们常常听到，哎呀，不要去责备人，不要去责备人，责备是不好的。
We often hear this, do not rebuke others, it's not good for you to rebuke people.
让神来管，让神，你不要去管他，人，他不管怎么样，你不要管你的闲事，不要去管你的闲事。
Let God chasten him, it's none of your business.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，今天就是缺少责备。
Brothers and sisters, actually, this is exactly what we lack today. We lack.
缺少讲审判，缺少责备。
We lack this message of judgment and rebuke.
你想想以弗所第五章保罗怎么讲的
？Now think of this in Ephesians 5. What does Paul say?
保罗讲，你岂不知，淫乱的、污秽的、这个贪心的，是与神和基督的国无分的吗
？Paul says that. Do you not know that fornicator, unclean? Nor covetous man has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God.
贪心的是与拜偶像一样的。
And also, this covetous is just like an idolater.
不要被虚浮的话欺哄了。神的愤怒，神的愤怒要临到那个悖逆之子。
Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God will come upon those sons of disobedience.
所以你不要与他们同伙。
So do not be partakers with them.
你们从前是在暧昧中的。
You were once in darkness.
现在你们是在光，你们在基督里面，在主里面，你们是光明的。
But you are light in the Lord.
你们是光明之子。
You are children of light.
光明所结的果子就是良善、公义、诚实。
And also the fruit of the Spirit is all goodness, righteousness, and truth.
所以你总要查验何为主所喜悦的事。
So you have to approve what are the things pleasing to God.
这些安慰的事不要与他们同坐。
Do not have any part with all these things done in darkness.
你们倒要去责备行这些事的人。
Rather expose or rebuke those who do things like this.
你们要责备那些行这些事的人。
Rebuke those who do things like this.
因为那些事在暗中做的，提起来也是羞耻的。
Because of those things which are done in darkness, they are it's even shameful to.
凡是能显明的，就是光。
Whatever reveals is light.
这被就像光一样的把你显明出来。
And this rebuke is just like light to reveal.
当
你这
被的时候。
When God rebukes you.
当这被大卫的时候，大卫里面的心看见了光，他看见了自己的那个罪，隐藏的那个罪。
When God rebuked David, David saw this light, his hidden sins.
弟兄姊妹，他悔改了。
So beloved, David repented.
若是神不管教，若是那单不去责备的话，我想大卫还在一个痛苦黑暗的里面。
If God had not rebuked, if Nathan had not gone to rebuke David, I believe David would still have been in the state of sorrow.
今天人不愿意去责备，因为责备你要花代价的。
Today people do not like to be rebuked because after being rebuked, you have to pay a price.
你去责备人，这个责备人，这个人。就要花代价的。
Even the person who goes to rebuke you needs to pay a price.
最少人不喜欢你。
At least people will not like you.
哪一个人喜欢听责备的话？
Who would like to hear the word of rebuke?
你想当初施洗约翰责备希律王，结果他的头砍掉了。
Now consider this: when John the Baptist rebuked King Herod, in the end he was beheaded.
那当然也是冒着生命危险到大卫跟前的。
And Nathan went to David at the risk of his life.
你想想看，一个先知去责备一个君王，
Imagine this,
是不是一个冒险
？A prophet went to rebuke a king. Isn't this a risky business?
但是我在讲这个时代的末了，审判何等重要。责备也是一件重要的。
But let me reiterate again, at this very end time, this judgment, this rebuke.How important they are.
我想这是对着教会，对着神家儿女有大大的好处。
And I believe this would benefit greatly to God's children and His church.
我再说。
Let me say it again.
在箴言第十二章第一节怎么讲？喜爱责备的，就是喜爱智慧；恨恶责备的，就像什么？像哎呀，中文怎么翻译这个字？像畜类一样 ，animal。其实原文就是 stupid。你恨。责备的，你就是 stupid， 愚昧。
And in Proverbs 12, chapter 12, we read that he who likes rebuke, likes discipline, likes wisdom, and he who dislikes rebuke and judgment, is very much like an animal.
哦，我再次说，神的爱不是一个放纵的爱。
Let me say this again. God's love is never indulging love.
不像今天很多的父母，哎呀，放纵自己的儿女，不去管教。
It's not like today's so many of today's parents. They indulge their children. They pamper them. They do not discipline them.
这有什么好处
？What benefit will come out?
到最后，父母也没有得到好处。那个放纵的一个孩子也得不到好处。
In the end,
害了他。
Not only do the parents not receive any benefit, but also the child who has been pampered receives no benefit either. And you actually do harm to this child.
箴言二十九章那里有一句话说
Proverbs 29
用杖责打自己孩子的就是智慧就是知识凡是放纵儿子的母亲自己得到羞愧羞耻
rebuke and a rod are wisdom a child left to himself brings shame to his mother
自己母亲慢慢自己感觉到羞耻的事
the mother would feel ashamed of all this
所以亲爱弟兄姊妹我想这个时代的末了神的审判会很明显的彰显出来
So, brothers and sisters, at this very end time, God's judgment will be very clearly manifested. Because God is love. Little children, abide in the Lord. When He appears, you will have confidence. And you will not be ashamed before Him at His coming.
马上就要出来了,
the morning star will soon appear. Let us emphasize this theme of judgment.
我想我时间已经过了，我想下次还有第十讲，还没讲完。
My time is up and over, but I still have the 10th sharing to fellowship.
还有很多很多的话要讲。
I actually have so much to say to you.
我们怎么能够住在主里面?
How can we abide in the Lord?
为什么我们不能住在主里面?
Why we cannot abide in the Lord?
什么原因叫我们不能常住在主里面?
For what reason that we could not continue to live in Him?
哎呀，有很多很多的理由。
Yes, there are many, so many reasons.
我们也有很多的理由，为什么我们要住在主里面?
We have so many reasons also why do we have to live in Him?
我们求神能够下次我们还有机会交通。
Lord willing that next time we still will be able to fellowship on all these themes.
我们低头祷告。
Your head bowed, let's pray.
主啊，我们就领受了主耶稣基督做我们的主， 我们就当常住在你的里面， 让你也常
Lord, since we have received Jesus Lord, Christ as our Lord, we should abide in you so that you abide in us.
我们能够在你的里面生根建造。
So that being rooted and grounded in you,
我们能够真正得到喜乐、平安、满足和安息。
As we continue to abide in you, we will receive this true peace, joy, and rest.
我们能够得到能力。
We will have power.
我们得到亮光。
We will have this light.
我们能够多结果子。
And we will bear much fruit.
我们生命能够成长。
So that our life would grow.
我们能够变成你的形象。
We will be conformed to your image.
主啊, 求你按照你丰盛的荣耀, 写作你的灵, 叫我们里面的人能够刚强起来, 让基督因着信, 能够住在我们的心里。
Oh Lord, grant to us to be strengthened with might through the Spirit in our inner man, that Christ would dwell in our hearts through our faith.
主啊，我们真是需要一个能力。
Oh Lord, we do need this power.
就是你爱的能力。
That is the power of your love.
只有你的爱能够吸引我们，叫我们快跑跟随你。
Because only through your love that you could draw us, we were wrong. Quickly after you.
只有你的爱能够保持我们能够常住在你的里面，不去贪爱这个世界，不落在最终，不落在自己的里面。
Only your love can keep us to abide in you so that we do not desire this world, this sin.
主啊, 我们歌唱跳舞都要说我们的前缘都在基督里面。
Lord, we sing songs, we dance, we will all say that our very fountain is in you.
你要叫我们住在你的里面来享受经历你一切的丰盛。
And also you want us to abide in you, to enjoy, to experience all your fullness.
主啊, 求你, 我们愿意在审判的路上, 我们来等候你。
Oh Lord, we want to meet you at your path of judgment.
主你不会放过我们的爱, 基督的吸引管教我们。
Oh Lord, your love that never lets us go will continue to judge and chasten us.
让我们的心能够归向,
so that our hearts will be returned to you.
你就要向我们施怜悯,
and you will show your mercy to us.
我们的神就要光施赦免,
and our God will forgive abundantly.
我们能够在光中与主有交通,
so that we will have fellowship in the light.
谢谢主给我们这永远的生命, 儿子的生命。
Lord, we thank you for this eternal life, the life of your Son.
我们与你能够交通, 我们也能够享受你, 也叫我们得到儿子的名分。
In which we can have fellowship with you, we can enjoy you, and also we have this adoption as sons.
主你能够坚固我们到底。
Oh Lord, you will confirm us to the end.
主在主耶稣来的时候, 我们可以没有无可指责，安然见主。
So that at the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, we will be found at peace and blameless.
主特别你来的日子已经那么的近。
Oh Lord, especially when the day of your appearance is so close.
主啊，准备我们来迎接你。
Oh Lord, prepare us to meet you.
愿这些话不突然返回，像雨雪降在地上，不突然返回一样。
May this word will never return empty, just as the snow and the rain that come down will not return void.
这些话成为光，成为生命，成为灵。
So these words will become the spirit of life and the light to chasten us and to correct us.
主啊，谢谢你这段时间。
Oh Lord, we simply thank you for this period of time.
听孩子的祷告，信耶稣基督的名。
Hear your child's prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.